With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome back to Hashtag Sponsored with Bella Bombshell and Miera Rose.
Hashtag Sponsored, where your boo can go boo!
Ooh.
Oh, spooky.
Scary. So what does that mean exactly?
We're getting into some dating horror stories later. We know you've been asking for them and they're coming.
We're ready. I'm so ready for the scariness of transitioning into fall and October.
And isn't Halloween like your favorite thing ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your costume last year, oh my God. Can we just recap about your costume?
Oh, I was like, what was my costume?
I just fell in love with it and kind of was like, I want this to be your new look.
Yeah, I feel like I've done so many different costumes over the years that this past year I just wanted to like live out my own fantasy that I always wanted to do. So I put on like these fake tattoos that look like pretty real, like all down my neck. And then
you can pull off a neck tattoo. Like, I don't think a lot of people can pull off a neck tattoo.
Maybe I'll put a picture.
I cannot pull off a neck tattoo
of last year's. I mean, I'm just fear of commitment. I could never commit to something so extreme, but I did like it. And I did like a nose ring. I had like hair that had like reddish cranberry color in it. And I just wore like a mesh shirt. So like, I don't even know. Oh, I said I was,
Sexy goth.
No, what's that? Oh, Kat Von Double D's. Like Kat Von D.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't even know that. That's hilarious.
I just like, made that up.
Can we just talk about nose rings for a second? I had a nose ring in from when I was like 16 to like, I don't know, forever. Like at least 8 years or something. And my nose is shaped differently on the left side than it is on the right side. And now I'm like, shit, now I should have worn it on both because I feel like my nose would be shaped in a more pleasing fashion.
More symmetrical.
And I'm wondering if that's why my left side is my good side now, because my left side's my good side.
And what kind of nose ring did you wear? Like the hoop or like
I had
all
a
different?
Hoop and I had like a really, for like the last few years I was wearing it, I had like this really beautiful kind of like decorative like gold, rose gold one that I loved. Ooh. And I miss it.
I do like the look of that. I just ordered off Amazon like these fake ones that you just like clip in.
I want a fake septum piercing because that I would never actually get it, but I think it looks really pretty with like a full glam. I like it a lot.
You could do that this year if you wanted to do for Halloween. I thought about doing like a fortune telling thing because you could do like cool makeup and you could put like an earring like that, I feel like, could be cool.
It would be.
Like some mystical.
Yeah, really pretty. But the problem for me with Halloween is I just did a Halloween shoot. So I literally have like 50 Halloween costumes at home right now.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I need to go to like 10 parties.
Same. I have like 3 costumes already.
And I have more on the way. Like we just talked about that the other day, like for different brand deals for Halloween, everyone wants you to promote them like before. So while other people haven't even started thinking about it yet, we're already like, oh, I have 12 options and like makeup plan for each one so far.
Yeah. But it's always been my thing that I've wanted to create costumes. Like let's say I want to be, Pocahontas. No, that's like a very stereotypical racist costume. Not that. I'm trying to think
different
of something.
Example.
I was
going to
say
example.
Princess Jasmine, but then I didn't say that because I do have that costume. But anyway, what I like to do normally is not really purchase from the websites because then it's people can have something super similar. So I like to like try to find like harem type pants and try to find a crop top that's like reminds you of that character, but it's not necessarily from the websites. But most of my things are going to be from sites, which is fine. But I just like to like switch it up to change it a little bit. So like you're more unique, I guess.
I love when all these like costume sites they don't own the rights to like all these different characters. So it's like, it's not Harry Potter, but it's the spellbinding student. Like you're like,
yeah.
There's an implication here with like the scar on the head where I'm like, dude, how are you getting away with this? This is so funny. Also, I think being a slutty Harry Potter student is probably one of the funniest, also dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. They're literal children. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, yeah, that's bad.
That's like something like a precious thing from my childhood. I would not want to be like, oh, let me just like.
Slutty Big Bird.
Exactly. Like the Cookie Monster, the Ho Cookie Monster, you know, like that's just me in general anyway. Like that's my day to day.
Right.
I'm a Cookie Monster slut. I like cookies. You know, I'm blue a lot. Like it checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to.
Updates. Yes.
Update or give the tip of the day. What would you like to have right now, Mira Rose?
Give me the tip of the day.
So one tip that I've been doing just to protect yourself in business. I was recently interacting with a brand looking to sponsor me. I didn't recognize their company. Their website looked, you know, a little janky. Mm-hmm. They looked like they were emailing me from another country. I said, I've been burned in the past with something like that. So I said, if you'd like to proceed, I would need you to pay me half or all upfront. And the brands are always, I had some kickback with that, but mm-hmm. my point to them was, you see my page, you see all the sponsored content that I've done. So I've proven my track record to be, mm-hmm. you know, someone that delivers on what we say in our agreement. I don't know you. I'm sorry. I was like, I don't know your brand. I don't know your company. So until we work together this first time, I'm going to need like the payment upfront. And so, back and forth with that. They're like, you could trust, you know, we're whatever. But then they didn't write back to me when I said, like, if there's no problem, if you plan to pay, then why do you care about paying it up front? Like, it's just a shady thing. So I feel like you should, when you're not sure of the brand and you're not sure where they're emailing you from, because it's not like you can take legal action really when they're in another country. So
I mean, I can't afford to take legal action here. Like, I just had the thing that we've been discussing where someone I'm working with just, I have a literal contract with them and they have been ghosting me for 3 weeks. They owe me money. They owe me a lot of money. And so you can be working with a legitimate, verified company that your friends are working with. And for some reason, you just can't get a hold of them. Luckily, that's been worked out and, you know, I figured it out. But I probably won't continue working with them because I have a contract that states exactly when I get paid. And I have to adhere to my side, but they don't have to adhere to their side.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that all their employees in New York are paying their rent and are able to feed themselves. And that's exactly how I pay my rent and feed myself. And if you can't acknowledge that, like any company that doesn't acknowledge that, like, this is a business and that they need to have a contract and there's a schedule for when they're going to pay me, if you're going to give me net 30, that's fine. That's very common. Great. Then I will budget that way. But if you're supposed to pay me at the beginning of the month and it's 3 weeks later and I haven't heard from you, I have to pay my bills. You know, like real people understand that.
Right. So I think it's definitely smart and not unheard of to say at least give me half up front. And then once I deliver the post or whatever it is.
Or figure out what the schedule is too. Like, you know, like get a deposit and then say you require a deposit. And then, you know, if you guys establish a relationship, then they can pay you later if you want. But just protect yourself and get it in writing, because at least if you have it in writing, you can threaten legal action. I mean, I don't know anyone that can afford it, but
it's like everyone sounds nice and you know you've been working with people and it's the honor system, but I don't feel like that works anymore. Like, it's like you said, we need to plan how we're paying for things. And so a lot of times I trust everyone. I'm like, oh, okay, they're nice, I met them in real life or something, or it's cool. But I think everything has to be more business, so then they would probably also treat it more professionally and be like, this is the date we decided on the payment. Hopefully.
I feel like even if people decide that they don't want to work with me after I give them like my requirements, I feel like most of the time it's still met with like respect, you know?
Right.
Like, and if people do get upset and they're like, oh, come on, like what? It's the same exact thing with dudes. It's like, well, why do you need a chaperone if I'm going to shoot you? Like, I just want to do like a few nudes. It's fine. It's not a big deal. It's like, no, if you're not going to acknowledge the vulnerability here, that I have, then we're not. Why are you getting upset that I'm trying to protect myself?
Easily offended people just turns me off then, like, when I'm being reasonable.
No, yeah, just be fair and reasonable and don't yourself get upset. I mean, like, there's been plenty of times where I probably, like, gone a little in a little hard when I'm getting ghosted for 3 weeks. But
right.
But even still, even when I'm furious and I'm sending these multiple follow-up emails, I'm always like, hey, hope you had a great weekend. Like, I always throw in all that dumb professional bullshit, because then at least they know that even when they're fucking with you and we both know that you're pissed, like, you still want to be professional. And then that will at least hopefully force them to do the same.
Right. Absolutely.
It's been a rough month.
So, let's update our people on what we are going to do going forward with the podcast. So we've, been doing a lot of exciting projects and adventures and traveling. And so we wanted to focus on delivering for our fans and followers to great episodes per month, and we are going to have more guests. We're going to try to get on other podcasts and just different things and different topics. So we'd love to hear from you in our DMs at sponsored_pod. If there's any questions you have, we're going to include some questions from our fans in this episode. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to update you on that going forward.
Yeah.
So, any updates going on in your life, Mira Rose, that you want to tell us about? Things coming up, things in the past, something fun and exciting that you've been working on? I know you've been playing the piano a lot more and showing us on Instagram, which I think is awesome.
I've been working on it.
So, at Mira Rose, if you want to check out all of her amazing Name That Tunes all the time, which I, never know what it is, except, Lizzo. I'm like, oh, okay, I know that one.
Everyone knew Lizzo. It was so funny. It was very telling of, where we're at as a society. I'm like, I am such a huge Radiohead fan that I was like, wait, but, it's Radiohead. Why are you, why does no one know Radiohead anymore? Everyone's like, we prefer pop music. I do polls, and I'm like, oh, would you rather have 90s music or pop music? And everyone's like, pop music. And I'm like, god damn it, because I prefer I like 90s better, but I'm like this mood. I'm still in the 90s moody grunge band phase in my life,
nice.
Even with hip-hop too, that's usually my preference. But I am insane and signed up for, I was asked to do a holiday concert in my hometown at this kind of big event space. They're gonna bring in a piano just for me.
That's
they're gonna
awesome.
Move it, and it's gonna be dinner theater, basically. They're gonna be doing a tapas menu, and then so people can come in. It's a cidery. They're gonna come in and get local cider and have food, and I'm gonna have an opening act before me, and then I'm gonna be the closing act for 45 minutes, and I haven't performed in years, and I said I would do it, so I'm really screwing myself over. I'm gonna be really, really crazy the next couple months, but I am excited about
it. It's great to have something that you really want to do that's a challenge that will force you to get in the game and stuff. So I think
it's going to force me to be performing more, and it's going to force me to be learning more songs more frequently, or just sit down. Cause some days when I'm busy, I just don't necessarily want to sit down at the piano and do more work, but now I have to. And then it's actually making me happier, because then I am playing more every day, and I'm going to challenge myself to sing 2 songs.
Yay.
I have sang in public before, but I've never been very good. I'll just do it anyway, because I've made a fool of myself so many times in public now that I'm not really that scared of doing it anymore. So I just do it just to challenge myself or whatever. But this year, I'm instead of trying to do too many, I'm just going to focus on doing 2 songs just really well, and trying to challenge myself to become a better singer, because I'm not very good yet, but I want to be better.
I think that's great. And I do know some people that do voice lessons for not that much money, if you ever wanted to just one time at least get some input.
Yeah, I
find
definitely,
that helps me.
Yeah, I think I want to maybe start doing that once a month or something. I've probably had between 10 and 12 voice lessons in my life. I've gone through phases where I've done a few with people, and so I'm trying to remind myself of all the tips and stuff while I'm practicing. But there's no replacement for just going and doing it frequently, so I probably will need to do that. But
I have some saved voice notes on my phone from lessons that I could always send to you too, that have warm-ups. I mean, I'm sure because you play the piano or breathing. But is there a song that you love, a holiday song you love to play?
A holiday song?
Or your favorite one that...
Well, what I'm thinking for this concert, because I'm sure I have a list of notes of songs I'm working on. I'm going to do a lot of covers, because that makes me happy. And I'm not going to be in a position where I can just sit down and do a 45-minute long classical concert, because that would require about 2 years of preparation. So I have 3 months, so I don't have time for that. But what I put down for Christmas is I'm going to do maybe a Silent Night version, singing a little bit, a sweet,
Silent Night.
And then you, what's the like bum, 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 that one?
Carol of the Bells.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that on the piano, I think.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do it like differently. I have like a little bit of a, like a jazz version that I do.
Ooh,
I'm not a huge Christmas carol person, so I'm gonna just like do them weird.
Will you have someone filming to share some footage, you think?
Yes. I think I'll probably bring my camera and have my brother do that. And then maybe I'll go live on Instagram for a part of it.
Yeah, we can't wait.
I'll be like, hey.
Everyone needs to follow.
Oh, God. Like, the one of the owners was like, yeah, we're expecting, like, a few hundred people. So I'm like, great, cool.
But that's cool that you also don't have to be responsible for bringing in people, right? It's just you're there to be the performer.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I'm getting a little money, which is nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think that's a really big thing.
I mean, I'm stressed. I'm really just mostly stressed about it, but I'm also excited. So
I think it's going to be great.
Once I have like the set list nailed down and I am like halfway done with it, then I'll start to feel better. But I'm just kind of like fooling around with a bunch of different options right now. And it's more of like an idea than a real thing right now. So that's another thing that I'm going home tomorrow for a couple weeks and just going to, you know, work and be with my family, and my piano is there. So it's much easier to practice. Like in New York, like I feel like I can't play after like 5 p.m. because my neighbor's there. It's so loud, you know, to have a piano in the apartment.
Okay.
So I'll do it with like headphones on the keyboard and stuff. But it's in terms of like when you're practicing, you really need to be on like a real instrument. So, yeah. I'm excited about that.
Going back to Iowa.
Iowa.
I recently was in Vermont for the first time.
It looked so cute. The barn wedding.
So crazy to think
about. I would
about,
have a barn
like,
wedding.
My family it. That my cousins, we all grew up on Long Island originally, and then and this particular cousin that got married, we were like inseparable as kids. Like we used to just like hide in the car so that we wouldn't get like when we had to leave, like when our parents would like separate us because they moved to Maryland and then I was still in New York, we would like hide in the car and we would do like choreographed dances to Spice Girls.
Aww.
And
I want to do choreographed dances to Spice Girls with you.
Oh yeah, let's do it. I was definitely like the one that was like leading it, like pulling my cousin along to like do it with me. And we're just like a few months apart, even though it's a full year, like she's February and I'm October, but it was her wedding and we couldn't have gone in like more different directions like in our lives because she, you know, traveled the world doing like work in Haiti and like really was like didn't care about showering and like I'm like I need my mascara, you know, like we're so different. But my other cousin, who is her sister, her and her family own this farm in Vermont, this huge property. It was my first time there. I had no idea she had like so many acres and acres of like beautiful
farm.
Like I don't even know. 600? Is that a
600?
Lot?
600? That's insane. That's huge.
So, I don't know. It was really huge, though. Cows on cows and pigs. And
so
there were goats, but I didn't see them. Like, chickens. Like, and
Was the food really good? Did you get to eat, like, a lot of, like, farm food?
It was, like, farm to table. So it was kind of, like, I guess, different than what maybe we're used to, like, a big wedding and, like, catered in New York, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, our family's Italian and we normally have a lot of Italian things. But it was more like we had some, like, burgers. We had, like, salads and things like that. But it was good. And it was everything more or less was from the farm except, like, one or two things, they said.
That's exactly what I'm going to do if I get married. I'm going to be, like, parents' backyard, burgers.
Yeah.
And then all the money is going to go in the dress and the honeymoon.
Yeah, it was really nice and really fun to see that. And so my cousin has five kids, I want to say five or six, that live on the farm. And they're like homeschooled and they all work on the farm. It's like,
oh, snap.
And like even for the wedding that weekend, they had to hire people to do like certain jobs that they weren't able to do because it's like a full time, you know, commitment.
The cows got to be mooed, yo.
Yeah.
You got to moo the cows and squawk the chickens. Like it's really hard work.
It just was something that I just never thought I'd experience or just see a different part of living, you know, way different than New York City, obviously. I'm like, I was so basic. I was like, do you guys have Starbucks? I was just like asking questions like, what is Vermont like? Like, do you have like things like that?
Dude, you'll be able to come visit me in my hometown now whenever you want because we just got a Starbucks.
Now I could come. No, it's not even like I'm addicted. I was just like,
I know.
Do
I'm
you
kidding.
Have this?
I'm kidding.
Because it's
but
so
like,
common.
We didn't have it until literally last year.
Wow.
We didn't have it at all. We had like Walmart and then like grocery stores, you know, like.
That's so crazy.
But I actually think it's nice to go to little hometowns and see like mom and pop shops and stuff and to not always find like a Starbucks or something. Like, in a sense, it's comforting when you're like, fuck, I have to pee, or like, I need a drink, or I don't know where to go, or you're feeling lost. Then sometimes seeing a chain that you know can be comforting. But like, yeah, most of the time, like, I think it's nice to still see these small businesses that are running, because we need more of that.
For sure. I think the one thing I didn't love about Vermont, or more like outdoorsy life, is like a lot of bugs.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, even where I was staying over the night, I like killed a bug in the shower, killed a bug like everywhere. And yeah, I'm just like, that's not for me.
Or
like,
you big prefer spiders. The rats and the cockroaches.
Yes, I don't prefer that.
We have our own vermin.
I know.
The mosquitoes are out of control even still. It's like, what, September, what, 23rd? I'm still getting just eaten alive by mosquitoes. It was 85 degrees yesterday.
I was dripping sweat like on the way here.
Oh yeah, just,
I hate this. I want it to get cold.
And it's gonna be chilly and nice for like 1 second, probably while I'm gone. And then as soon as I get back, it's gonna be like freezing.
Yeah, maybe.
Hopefully I'm gonna get some good weather in Iowa, because I feel like I'm about to miss all of the good weather.
All of the good weather here.
All of the good weather here.
The fall. But who knows? Like, I feel like last year we were wearing leather jackets like up until December, and not like real big winter coats.
I will do that though, and I'll like layer different things, because I feel like I get really hot. Even if I'm like running around the city in the winter sometimes, like,
yeah,
you're like carrying all these bags and you like, you're sweating. I don't know. I'm like cold sweating. It's really the worst.
Yeah.
Because you're cold, but then you're also sweating and hot.
For sure.
That's
and
terrible.
Something exciting that I did that was like very new and interesting was like a music video where,
oh yeah,
and it was like, I don't want to say anything because, you know, I don't know how it's going to look at the end of the day, but it was just something kind of like for fun, obviously getting paid. But then I ended up staying because nobody else could stay. So it was just me, like, basically being, like, the love interest on this, like, little beach, like, in Queens, where we're, like, running through the sand, like, slow. And he's, like,
I literally am on the edge of my seat waiting to see this video.
And I was dripping sweat,
wait.
Too.
I was,
like, I probably look terrible. And we're, like, running, and then we have to, like, dance in the sand. And I'm, like, out of breath.
What
and
were
I'm
you
sweating.
Wearing?
I ended up bringing that pink thing that has the fringe. It looks like a bathing suit dress that I shot at that pool Airbnb.
Yeah.
So, because I was like, because the music is like Spanish, like, yeah, like very, but it's like,
didn't you say you
upbeat.
Were like Zumba? Zumba,
yeah,
moves?
It felt like Zumba moves.
I mean,
but
I would have loved it. I should have been in it with you.
And he like opens a bottle of champagne on the beach, and it's like, oh no, don't splash me.
And you're like, please, like, do, please put cold anything on me right now. I don't care if it's sticky.
It was just pretty funny. Like,
I can't wait to see it.
I'm excited to see. I hope it looks good. Who knows? But
speaking of music videos, do you know who Megan Thee Stallion is? THEE.
Hot Girl Summer. She did.
Yeah.
Yeah, which she was at BeautyCon LA, and everyone was freaking out. I had no idea who
she
was.
I had no idea who she was until like a couple weeks ago when I got paid to be her body double for a fitting.
Wow.
For a Coach video they were shooting. So basically, Coach doesn't have any clothes that would fit anyone. So what they were doing, was having me come in. My agency got me this gig because we have very similar measurements. So I went in. I went in and they tried to fit me in everything. I couldn't fit into anything. So they were cutting the tailor guy was like incredible. Like, he was cutting along the seams, putting in panels, and then putting it back on me to like tailor it to my body. And then we took photos in like 30 different outfits. Like,
oh,
it was
gosh,
one of the weirdest jobs I've ever had. Like, but I didn't even know who she was. And then now I'm like, oh, now I get, like,
I mean, that's hot to be like the body double of her. I feel like she's like the hot.
Well, they were like, chick. Oh, they were like, oh, well, she has a couple inches more in the back, and like her waist is a little bit smaller. And I was like, yeah,
rude.
Yeah, we know.
All right,
rude. I was like, yeah, we know.
Okay.
But then they kept being like, oh, you know, how does this fit? I was like, I can't walk in it. And they were like, oh, well, she likes things tight. I was like, no, like, I'm like, I can't move. I can't lift my arms up. Like they couldn't fit me in anything. They were just like literally ripping up all these Coach clothes that are ridiculously expensive.
Wow.
And then just like putting them on and off again. And like, it was the kind of thing where they would put me in and out of sneakers every time, because men's sneakers was just about the only thing they could put me in. Plus, that's what she would wear. She was doing more sporty kind of rapper looks.
Okay.
And the girl, one of the, like, there was like six people and half of them were British. It was hilarious. And the girl literally starts like tying and retying the bows on the shoes every single time I put them on and off for each outfit. Like, she had to do like the perfect bow, even though it's like barely going to show in the photo. They were like photoshopping the photos to like make sure that you couldn't see any pins or anything. And then they were printing them out actually on photo paper. Like, they were like making like portraits and like custom clothes, like just for this fitting. I'm like, what is this life?
Wow.
You can't even go to a fitting. You're like, I'm like, I'll take the money, but what it must be like to have a budget. We're in
ahead of time.
We're in Hudson Yards, you know, like that building. I'm like, it must be nice to have a budget like this. Wow.
I wonder if she's based in LA or somewhere else. But so it's a music video that's going to be coming up that then we'll see the outfit.
I don't know if it's a music video, but I was like, is this for, I figured it was a fashion show because it was around Fashion Week, and they were like, no, this isn't a fashion show. It's for like a video shoot. But they were doing like a bunch of different people. So there was all like, but it's all celebrities. So I don't know. Mm. They have something coming out. I didn't sign an NDA, so I'm not hopefully like fucking anything up right now. But they had something that came out with all these celebrities in different coached outfits. And then I hate it that it's like, okay, we'll custom make something for you rather than just extending our sizes. They didn't have anything. They didn't even have like a size like 12, you know?
It was
like, they're trying to like fit me in size 10 pants. I'm like, I can't even get this over my calf. What? They were like, just try. I'm like, look at that. Like, look at. I'm like, watch me do this. It's not happening, dude.
I hope it works out for her and everything. Like, I wonder, like, I'm going to watch her page to see if like something comes out, and then you can confirm if it's like the same outfit or if they went totally different.
I think what everyone ended up liking was they took a pair of shorts and they just cut them on both sides and made them into these like crazy booty shorts. And I think she probably would just end up wearing something like that. But it's like, that doesn't necessarily translate as like, oh, this is a coach outfit, you know?
Right, but, like, oh, we have to put, like, as little material on you as possible because your body's so, like, curvaceous and, like, thick.
No,
that's, like,
well,
so
that's also her style, though. But, like, but yes, I think they're going to end up putting her in this, like, dinosaur sweatshirt with, like, little tiny booty cutoffs. That's what I think.
Okay.
So we'll see. Keep your eye out for that on the coach page and let me know if you see it. And then I'll be like, I tried that on.
I'm the fit model for this.
I'm the fit model for this one thing.
But that's actually a good name to drop, like, as, like, fit clients. You'd be like, oh, I fit for coach.
Yeah.
Makes you sound like,
even though
bougie.
It's
like
a one-time thing.
What's up?
And it was so awkward. They had me come, in, and I literally was just waiting for the first 4 hours. Like, I'm like, I'll take your money.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was making overtime. I was like, sure, nice. I'll sit here as long as you want. Sure.
That's
no problem.
Awesome.
So I was just sitting by the food counter, just like eating cookies. Like I said, Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster hoe in real life. So.
Yes.
So that's one of the exciting jobs I've had recently.
Super exciting. Should we read this question about dating that we were going to talk about
question.
Some dating horror stories? Okay, so we got a DM and it says, "Hi, Miera and Bella B.
Ooh.
I am recently single and getting on the dating apps again. And I also happen to be an influencer like you guys with a big following. Do you think I should link my profile on Instagram on my dating apps or put my handle? I'm not sure if I should let people know about my Instagram and about my following. What do you think?"
I don't usually, because I feel like, I don't know, to me sometimes almost Instagram isn't even really real life, you know? Like,
yeah,
I kind of want to just keep it separate, but then part of me also wants to be like, I'm popular, look, you know?
It's like you're so proud
yeah,
of what,
like,
you
I put so
do
much work,
and you accomplish,
yeah,
that you want to show it off, and you want I think you want like people to know you have like a little bit of like clout, or like people that think you're like hot. I don't know, it's kind of like,
no, for sure, especially for something casual. I feel like it makes you like desirable almost, but then like, does it make you like a conquest?
Right. So I have a story, a horror story. The one of maybe three times that I ever went on a date from a dating app, I had my profile linked, and I remember this particular person was like specifically into like plus girls. So
would you call him a plus modelizer?
Maybe, perhaps. I did find out later that they dated someone else.
There you go.
That we know. So I show up at the bar, we're getting drinks, it's like supposed to be like pretty casual, and then we start talking and he brings up my Instagram, like, oh yeah, I was looking through your Instagram and I went on, at that time I had Patreon, I went on Patreon, that link that you had in your bio, and I was looking at what you were like offering, and I just was wondering, like, would you ever do porn? Like, are you interested in being a porn star? And I was like, so obviously you looked at my page and you looked at the fact that I had Patreon and you developed some sort of
opinions,
thinking I'm somebody that's super like, or just like looking for sex or like,
yeah,
something like that. So I was like, no. I was like, what are you talking about? So then I was completely like in the other direction. I felt like I totally was like not being flirtatious with him. He was kind of like asking me if I've ever like gone home with someone on the first date. Like,
yeah,
if I like, how do I tell, how am I showing someone like if I want them to like kiss me, like things like that. And I was like, well, not this. So like basically I was like, and this person lived in New Jersey, and I was like, I'm not going home with you. Like, I'm just letting you know, like, that's not happening. And they were like, oh, okay. Literally got the check of like paid for the drinks and was like, all right, well, I'm gonna like, you know, I have to, all right, like, I don't even remember what they said, like how to wrap it up.
I'm remembering this now.
And then because like they were like, okay, well, I'll see you around, and like unmatched me, like unfollowed me and everything. And I like called Mira. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, is this what it's like? Like, is this dating? Like, what is this? And I was like, was it my fault for putting my Instagram and having sexy photos and having someone think that then that means I'm looking for sex and promiscuous, or I might possibly be considering a career in porn? I don't know. But
oh my God.
I
think the bottom line is that he thought because you post lingerie that then you're going to be more easy, and then he had in his mind that like he wanted to just go out for drinks and then go home with you. Like, he had already made up his mind. So, but then like to just be like so on the nose about it is like, so we're really here now, right? Like, we're not even pretending there's any subtleties or like flirtation or like,
right,
will they or won't they? Like, it's just like, yes or no. It's like, and I hate when guys are like, oh, are we going to fuck tonight? Like, before you even meet, it's like, well,
I'd be like, I don't know.
Well,
don't
now we're, know. Now we're not like,
yeah,
like you just ruined it, dude. Speaking of which, I was gonna tell one horror story, but then I just remembered something. But I'm gonna use that as my daily DM, because even though it's not a DM, it's like along the lines of what we're talking about today. So it's a funny conversation. So my dating horror story is I had just broken up with my boyfriend of 3 years. This was in college, and I like had this huge crush on this guy, and I just thought he was like in the army, and like, and when I talked to him, he just seemed like he was like the biggest gentleman, and like my ex-boyfriend was really just kind of like not the most, I don't know, polite kind of, he wasn't the guy you would bring home to your parents, is what I'll say. He was kind of like the bad boy, right? So I was really looking for like the opposite of that. Like, I really wanted some sort of like upstanding guy, and I like was like some marriage material, like hottie who's like going to be respectful and cool and make his own money, and then like just like be everything my ex-boyfriend wasn't, right? So I got it in my mind that this guy was just like the best guy in the world, and I was obsessed with him, and I ran into him once in our hometown, but then I kept not seeing him, and I didn't want to reach out and be like, oh, let's get together. Like, you know, I wanted to just run into him again and try to like make something happen organically. I wanted him to kind of chase me, because up until that point, I had always chased all the guys in my life, right? So I was trying to like, you know, put over a new leaf. What is it? Bend over?
Turnover.
Turnover. Thank you. I'm like, what is the word I'm looking for?
Bend over.
I was trying to bend over a new leaf. Exactly. That was a little bit of a Freudian slip there. Anyway, so I end up just breaking down after waiting all summer. Like, every time I saw like a white Toyota Camry driving around, I was like, is it him? Is it him? Like, and it wasn't. It was never him. He like was a recluse or something, and I just never saw him around. So I basically just broke down after a few months, and I was just like, hey, like, saw this movie, was thinking of you, like something we discussed when we had coffee, like, let's get together, whatever. So we end up going on one date. We like make out. I'm like obsessed with him. I'm like, I'm going to marry him. My friends are like, I've never seen you this happy, blah, blah, blah. Then we go on a second date.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
We go to the house where he's living, and we're hanging out, and we're about to watch a movie. And he's like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. And he gets up and goes to the bathroom, and he comes back in butt naked. And he's just like, you can look, but you can't touch. And I was so brainwashed with my own shit that I was like, oh, this is different. And just proceeded to hang out with him and flirt with him while he was naked and talk to him for like an hour or two. And then I went home and I was like, okay, well, see ya. I think I like showed him one of my boobs. I was just like, yeah, like this is great. And then he did it again on the third date. And I was like, okay, we have a problem here. And he's like, is something wrong? I'm like, yeah, you. Like,
yeah. Wait, so he really wasn't making a move or like trying to be like, let's start something?
I think he was, but I was just so like, okay, like, yeah. I think he thought it was like flirting, and then he told me that like, all the times he's like gone streaking, and I think he was just kind of like really into getting naked, and I was kind of like, I mean, he was a hot guy too. I was just like, yeah, you look great. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, you know, and then it was so strange. It was so bizarre. And he ended up just like being a total asshole, unsurprisingly. And
that's a very interesting,
and all the lines that like, he like fetish. Gave me, like our first one, he was like, oh, come over, I have an extra toothbrush. Like ended up having a friend that ended up sleeping with him a couple of years later and told me he used the same line on her. And like, I guess it worked a little bit better. And like he pulled the same shit with her where he went to the bathroom and came back in butt naked. Like it was like his thing.
And like, I wonder, is he into like shocking people in that way, or is he just really like being naked? Like, I feel like you should never
like
just shock.
No, but you should
like
never
that.
Just be like, here's my dick. Like, it's literally like it's like an in-person dick pic.
Right. Like, here, you didn't ask for this. I actually had that happen to me before, too. And someone did that in order to escalate into the hooking up. And yeah. I hated that. Like, I wanted to go with the flow. Like, don't just like be like, okay, we're starting now, like it's up to you, like just to, I don't know,
I don't
that.
Like going over anywhere and just being like, oh, I'm going over to have sex. Like, I don't like anything like that. Like, you have to, you know, put a little work in, you know,
anything pre-planned. And I always say, like, if you're forcing it so much, it's not going to happen. Like, but just like you said, but like, yeah, just a little bit of like foreplay romancing as far as conversation, drinks, going out
and
doing something fun.
Romance
I'm sure
us.
Things like will get steamy probably.
No,
who
if
knows?
You romance me, it's going to get steamy. Yeah. That's the funny thing is it's like, hey, if you're going to be a nice person, if you're going to be a good guy, I'm absolutely going to have sex with you. Like, that's how you get what you want, is by being a good person.
Right.
But everyone's like, oh, can we do it now? Like, I
don't
want to
waste my time,
yeah,
if
like,
you're not going to definitely
if
like,
you're not a
sign
sure
a contract.
Thing, if you're not a sure thing, I'm not buying you drinks. It's time
for the Daily
DM.
All right. So do you have yours ready that you're going to do?
Yeah. So
okay.
I did my thing again where I was out with a couple of my friends and they like to, what they do, they call it playing Tinder, right?
Yeah.
They go on my Tinder account, right? Oh, wow. There's so many messages. I don't even know who this guy is anymore. Anyway, so we're like chatting back and forth with this guy. And then my friend keeps being like, send us a photo of your dick. Send us a photo of your dick. I'm like, okay. Let me just pull up this message.
I don't even have any apps, or I feel like Tinder.
I had to re-download
it. Is meant
it.
To be like the, everyone says like, oh, this is the hookup one. This is the for this, but I think they're all the same. I think it doesn't matter.
I mean, I've heard that like Bumble's better for like meeting nicer guys. I don't know. Tinder's definitely like the lower of the totem pole. So so I'm gonna read the text messages.
Okay.
I don't know. So after we'd been chatting, I gave him my number. I'm like, I'll just block him, whatever. So he goes, hey, hey, and we said, hey, 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 this is my friend.
We should be doing this like theater, like as like I read the one part and you read, but you would have to send me the screenshot right now.
That would be amazing. All right, would you like to read it for the man?
If you, all right, let's do it.
Okay.
So the man is the gray.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
You have any other picks?
Pick for pick. Dick us.
Us? Question mark.
Me and my vagina. Why is that an autocorrect?
Show me something first. Prove you're real.
So I sent a selfie.
Hot selfie. Really sexy. I need a body pick. Like, not even, no compliments or anything.
Dick or get off the pot. This is my friend Chrissy.
And then sent my dick pic.
He sends a giant dick. And I said, that's simply gorgeous.
You like?
And then we sent the cooking Muppet gif.
Like stirring in a pot?
Like, we were going for the like, mwah, like, but then that's what we sent. We'd been drinking for a while. He said, will you suck on it?
Oh, it's my line.
Oh, sorry, shit.
Will you suck on it?
Definitely.
Can you deep throat? Oh, God.
Can I ever? I fit an entire fondue in my throat.
Let's do it.
And then we...
What is that photo?
It's a weenus. We put the elbow together and sent a photo of like the fat where you're when you squish your arm together.
Like in your elbow. What's that?
Me.
Weird pic. I can't tell what it is.
It's a weenus. Hot, isn't it?
Nope.
Sorry to ruin your raging heart erection.
LOL. Let's fuck.
Sure, but you can only fuck the weenus.
Later. Canceled.
My favorite part is we literally sent him like my friend's like hairy elbow, like his hairy male elbow, and he's like, oh, let's fuck. Like,
yeah.
He's still just like
one track mind. Like, yeah, I don't care about that photo.
Just like, I want to have sex with you now. Like, right. You know, doesn't even compliment my nice selfie I sat.
I know. Like, I didn't like that. He'd be canceled at that.
Bye.
I'd be like, you don't say anything about that. Oh, I just want to see tits and ass, basically.
Exactly. He's like, I need to like. That's the other thing guys want now too, is they're like, okay, you have to sign a sex contract. Like, I will only buy you two drinks if you're willing to do this. You need to send me a photo of your body. I want to know exactly what you're working
with. If you'll suck my dick, if you'll deep throat. It looked like a big dick.
I mean, yeah, but.
But I mean, no.
I hate the person attached to it, so. Right. That's the problem.
Also, only the weenus.
Also,
later.
How easy is it to Google a nice dick? I mean, like, yeah. You know, I don't trust anybody.
I don't trust either.
I don't trust.
My DM for today is going to be one that I got last night that I just thought was funny, short and sweet. It is, sexy armpits, babes, are you virgin? That's it. Mm. Yeah. I said, well, I could write, I've never been fucked in my armpit. So, yes.
I wonder, I just think that would tickle really badly. Like, I would definitely do that, but I just feel like it would really tickle me and I wouldn't be able to deal with it.
Well, that is like a thing, like fraudage. Have you heard that word?
No.
So it's like, I think that's how
fraudage?
You say it. Fraudage. It's like the act or of like rubbing like your dick against like skin, or like if you put your dick in between like butt cheeks, it's like that's a way like someone could get off.
I call that hot dog bunning. I've actually fallen asleep while someone did that to me once. It's one of my favorite stories.
Sure, do it. I don't care. Yeah. So I wonder if that. I'm sure that was the same thing, like putting your dick into. But I wonder if that's just a male thing, or like what
I just want to put my dick everywhere.
Can rub themselves on like a leg, if that counts as the same thing.
I mean, I humped a dollhouse once in my childhood. I don't know. We'll see.
It counts. I don't know.
It counts, but it definitely guys want to stick their dick just everywhere. That's just warm. Anywhere.
Everywhere. So I was going to talk about something that is not sponsored. We were thinking of giving a each episode or every once in a while talking about something that is not sponsored. So that we're really into and that we like. So I just wanted to talk about something because we talked about getting into fall and also boo and dating horror stories. So two things that I was very into last night and this morning is the warm apple pie candle from Bath & Body Works. Mm. And I'm not even someone that likes apple. It was kind of like a wild card pick.
You don't like apple pie?
I don't really like apple pie that much. I mean, like, I like it, but it's like, I'd rather have like a fudgy cake.
I have to make you my apple pie. I think you'll change your mind.
So, yeah, I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, let me just get this. And I don't like, it's not like I'm attracted to apple cinnamon scents, but it's more like desserty and it just tastes like so.
It tastes?
I mean, it just smells like it would taste like a very warm,
delectable.
Like, yeah, like sugary, but like awesome.
Realtors
scent.
Used to put like pies in the oven when they were like showing houses to have warm apple pie, like it cooking, because it makes it so much homier, you know, to have something baking in the oven.
Yeah.
It's like a classic sales trick.
And I'm sure like sense memory like makes you feel like comforted and like,
oh, for sure.
Happy.
For sure. That's why I use my mom's laundry detergent, because it like reminds me of her a little bit.
Aw, that's so cute. And then I had that candle and I was watching last night and this morning on Netflix. It's called Two Sentence Horror Film or something. Anyway, it's like episodes where they're like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And it's like different like scary little like stories, and everyone is different. And I just love those like kind of like cheesy things where it's like a twist at the end. And there was one, I'll just talk about one that was called like Tutorial. And it was a girl that was like doing a YouTube video, like a beauty video. And, you know, being super extra about it. And then like someone like knocks at the door and then she still has the camera filming. And then like someone sneaks into the house and it's kind of like being captured on the film. So you kind of think that she is, you know, under attack. How's she gonna, you know, get rid of this? But it turns out that like her videos are on like the dark web where she like kills the guy. Like she purposely wanted them to like come into her house so she could like kill them and like show her followers like step by step how you would like harvest like skin to make she ends up making this face mask out of like his skin.
Ew.
And they're like, so subscribe you. Like below. And I loved it.
It's so you.
Oh, I just God. Like those like cheesy like, so I suggest you check it out if you like to get in the spirit.
Have you watched Mindhunter? It's also on Netflix. It's not cheesy though. It's so good. Do you know what it's about?
I saw it in my like recommended thing.
You'll
I didn't...
love it. The first two episodes are really slow. We started it and we hated it. And then the main guy is supposed to be just like a little off, you know, like, so he's not exactly charismatic or relatable. But then once you get into it, it's basically how they developed profiles for serial killers and how they came up with the term serial killer, because that term didn't even exist until the 80s because nobody was just like running around. I mean, besides like Genghis Khan was like running around killing like 30 people until then.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you'll like it.
Yeah.
It's all about serial killers.
I'm glad I have new things to watch.
Yeah, one of my favorite non-sponsored things would be Curology. I actually want them to sponsor me, but Curology, you like, I've always had skin problems. I feel like I've maybe talked about it on the podcast before, but you can like send photos to an actual dermatologist and they will like recommend like a specialized blend of different like ingredients you can only get with prescription. And then they just mail it to you every month. It's the best.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah, I think you did mention it in our beauty episode, but that does sound good to bring that up again.
It really helps. So I always tell everyone, like, because people are like, oh, I can't afford to go to the dermatologist. I'm like, well, not sponsored,
here's
but
a trick for you.
You should try this. Also, the skincare addiction Reddit is phenomenal for information and for research and stuff. And it's mostly a lot of women that like, a lot of them are higher education. A lot of them are like will give you like, you know, they'll back up everything that they say with like peer reviewed studies and like high end, like Harvard, like just like very reputable sources and just like a lot of research and science and just not so much of this just like, oh, well, it just like kind of heals this or this is good for this. It's just like, no, like putting honey on your face might be nice, but like give me some science behind it.
Right.
There actually is some science behind certain parts of honey. So not to use that as a bad example, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Just put mayonnaise in your hair. It's like, you can, but you know, conditioner will probably do the same thing, like
and less smelly.
Less smelly.
I think that is our fabulous episode.
Woo-hoo!
For today. If you can subscribe to us on iTunes and follow on Spotify and follow our Instagram at sponsoredpod_, you can always send us questions there through the DM. Or if you'd like to be more anonymous through email, sponsoredpod@gmail.com.
Woo-hoo!
And thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.